Now we're going to talk to John in Utah about a swamp cooler. And you know, Tom, in Utah, it's the only place I've ever seen swamp coolers.
Is that
and
right?
They are pretty darn cool. So,
yeah,
John,
you don't see them too often anymore.
John, what's going on at your house? How can we help?
Well, I got an old swamp cooler that's rusting out in the pan, and so it looks like I have to replace it. And
okay.
There's a couple different kinds of swamp coolers, and I'm trying to decide which one is the best for the top of my house.
All right, what's your options?
Well, I've got right now one that's just got the four sides, the kind you usually see on houses around here. But there's another kind called a single inlet swamp cooler, which I've seen them now at the Home Depot and so on, but I don't know which one's better, you know. I've heard that the one is better. I know it's a little more expensive.
Well, John, first up, let's kind of define what a swamp cooler is for people that are not familiar with it. A typical refrigeration system uses a refrigerant, Freon or another refrigerant, to basically change the temperature in the plumbing system, in the piping system, and they blow air across coils, and that's the way it cools. A swamp cooler is your basic evaporative cooler where water pours over an evaporative pad, air blows over it, and that's how the cooling process happens. Now, the difference between a standard swamp cooler and a single inlet one is a single inlet cooler is basically a very, very high-tech version of the old-fashioned swamp cooler. It's more efficient. The evaporative pads are much, much thicker. It usually has a microprocessor-based thermostat and a timer that controls things like speed, water, runtime, and the dump functions of the water. And so basically, by buying a single inlet unit, you're going to have a much more efficient cooling system in your house.
I gotcha. So it probably is worth the expense then.
So I think it probably is worth the expense, and that really is going to be the upgrade that's going to be the appropriate thing for replacement of the old swamp cooler.
Yeah, short of an air conditioner, but we like the humidity. I know my wife sure likes it.
Yeah,
and they really are so efficient, and they do cool quite nicely. You know, we filmed a bunch of episodes while you were out in Utah in the middle of August, and it was hot, and those houses were surprisingly cool.
Yeah, it really does work most of the time. I mean, our old swamp cooler that gets up in the mid-90s is a little bit, you know, it kind of stops working at that point, but I'm hoping this one will handle those 90-degree temperature days, you know.
Yeah, and it's going to handle a lot more efficiently. John, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.